grace, mercy, and peace from God our Father and the Lord Jesus Christ be with you. And now the Easter greeting. Alleluia, Christ is risen. He is risen indeed. Alleluia. Let's sing our opening hymn. It's Crown Him with Many Crowns. For today, this special prayer for this week, focusing on Jesus, who is the faithful shepherd. Risen Christ, faithful shepherd of your Father's sheep, teach us to hear your voice and to follow your command, that all your people may be gathered into one flock to the glory of God the Father. Amen. The theme really for this service is to do with Jesus, the Good Shepherd. And actually, just for a moment, although this isn't what's been scripted, if you turn, if you can, to our friend Otmar, who's being a very faithful church warden by advertising the church's wonderful windows. I'm having to flick along to find Otmar because I only have a very small screen. Oh, there he is. If you look at Otmar, he has behind him, what looks like a projection, but in fact is apparently all printed, a photograph that he took of the central panel of the east window in St. Anne's. And the theme of that window is Jesus the Good Shepherd. So you can make out that he's there is Christ, and he's actually carrying a sheep, and he's got some sheep with him down at his feet as well. There's Jesus the Good Shepherd. There's been a kind of predominating image really for worshippers in St. Anne's for since the 1880s, and it's a strange thing if you think about it, because in the middle of Manchester you tend not to see too many flocks of sheep. Now I'm going to show you a picture of some of Christ's flock disgracefully not engaging in proper social distancing, and James is going to put that up on the screen right now. Here it is. Of course, it's not Christ's flock in the sense of you and me, it is a flock of sheep. The point is, though, that one of the images for the church in the scriptures is sheep, a flock of sheep. There's a rather beautiful flock of lambs, actually. I thought I'd mention at the beginning of this that one of the things about this great image of the Lord's my shepherd, which we find in the scriptures, that's from the Psalms, or from the New Testament, where Jesus describes himself as shepherd and says, my sheep hear my voice. One of the great things there is, of course, that in the Middle East, the shepherds lead their flocks by actually speaking to them. And that was always the traditional way. So if you are thinking the Lord's my shepherd, and the mental picture you've got of God is there with his sheepdog rounding us all up, that actually is not the biblical image. The biblical image is the Middle Eastern shepherd who speaks to his sheep. And actually, sheep recognize the voice of their shepherd. It's a personal and direct relationship. So I think that's an important thing to bear in mind as we begin this exploration. And the exploration is going to be taken a bit further for us now, because Ant and Heli are going to read to us from the scriptures, and then Sidwell is going to address us on the same theme. So first of all, Ant, and then Heli reading from the Bible.
First reading is taken from Acts chapter 2, verses 42 to 47. Many were baptized and were added to the community. They devoted themselves to the apostles' teaching and fellowship, to the breaking of bread and the prayers. Awe came upon everyone, because many wonders and signs were being done by the apostles. All who believed were together and had all things in common. They would sell their possessions and goods and distribute proceeds to all, as any had need. Day by day, as they spent much time together in the temple, they broke bread at home and ate their food with glad and generous hearts, praising God and having the goodwill of all the people. And day by day, the Lord added to their number those who were being saved. This is the word of the Lord.
Thanks be to God. Hear the gospel of our Lord Jesus Christ according to John. Glory to you, O Lord. Jesus said to the Pharisees, "Very truly, I tell you, anyone who does not enter the sheepfold by the gate, but climbs in by another way, is a thief and a bandit. The one who enters by the gate is the shepherd of the sheep. The gatekeeper opens the gate for him, and the sheep hear his voice. He calls his own sheep by name and leads them out. When he has brought out all his own, he goes ahead of them, and the sheep follow him because they know his voice. They will not follow a stranger, but they will run from him because they do not know the voice of strangers." Jesus used this figure of speech with them, but they did not understand what he was saying to them. So again, Jesus said to them, "Very truly, I tell you, I am the gate for the sheep. All who came before me are thieves and bandits, but the sheep do not listen to them. I am the gate. Whoever enters by me will be saved and will come in and go out and find pasture. The thief comes only to steal and kill and destroy. I came that they may have life and have it abundantly." This is the gospel of the Lord. Praise to you, O Christ.
May I speak in the name of God, the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit. Amen. Well, good morning, everybody. It's so nice to see all of you. And I can tell that you are all eagerly awaiting to hear the message of the Good Shepherd. But that is a prelude. What we've heard now is a prelude to that message of the Good Shepherd, which Nigel has painted out so nicely. The image of a good shepherd, the one who leads the flock from the front and calls them by name. But what I'm going to share with you now is this powerful figure of speech that we heard from Haley's reading now about Jesus being the gate. What does it mean, being the gate? But first of all, before we come to that, answer that question, let me just bring a bit of a context to what we are seeing. This happens after Jesus had healed a man who was born blind. You will remember the disciples were asking him, who sinned? Was this man or was it his parents that he was born blind? And he healed the man anyway. But then the Pharisees, on the other hand, they were, because of their unbelief, they actually chased this man away out of the temple where they were supposed to be worshiping with this man, because suddenly he can see and he can recognize Jesus. Then in that context, the disciples also had some doubts in their minds. So Jesus brought this message that we hear today when he says that those who don't come through the gate, they are actually thieves and robbers and bandits and all those names that we sometimes don't feel comfortable being called in that sense. Now, what does it mean then for Jesus being the gate? Because he says, I am the gate, and whoever comes to me will be saved because I am the gate. Let's just stay for a moment with this image of a gate. A gate is a point of entry as we know it. We either come in or come out using the gate. And a gate also controls the flow of, traffic, whether it's people who are coming in and are going out. That is the gate that Jesus is actually pointing us to. And also we need to be aware that there are some places where the gate is actually used as some kind of a decoration. And they put all these nice looking images and things. And just outside my own gate where I live here, there is a big placard that says that there is a Rottweiler running loose. We don't have a dog, but that is enough to scare the people away. So the gate as well can be used as some form of deterrent to the people who are coming to rob the house, people's houses, and break in and all that. That is what Jesus is trying to bring to us. But what do we do with this gate then? Because here is the image of a gate. Jesus says is the gate. What do we do with the gate then? We need to recognize this gate in juxtaposition with the image of Jesus that he said, I am the good shepherd, because that today is the theme of this Sunday. The good shepherd is the one who leads the sheep from the front, and he leads them through the gate, not through the fence, not through the side door. And this good shepherdliness is actually what God is, or he was, in according to the Old Testament. God was the good shepherd. That's why we hear in the Psalm 23, which we are going to sing now shortly. Then it says that the Lord is my shepherd and I shall not want. And that was then handed over to Jesus. And Jesus in turn has given that to his sub-shepherds, and that being Peter and the other apostles. And now as we are here, all of us who are baptized, we are those sub-shepherds. That is why he's saying there that the good shepherd, I mean, he's saying that the sheep, when they are in the sheepfold, they have got the choice either to come in or to go out. And to come in, they go to go find shelter. And to go out, they've got to find some kind of pastures. Just that, staying with that image of sheep again, I don't want to leave it like that. The sheep, normally we take them as being dumb and not thinkers, but the sheep have got their own way of thinking. And that is why you'll find sheep always in the company of one another. And that is what we should do as Christians, fellowship with one another, support one another. You would see if a sheep is alone, then when it has gone astray, it will be wandering until such time that it finds the other flock, and then it rests with them. Jesus is the gate. And that gate is the one that gives us the access to salvation. salvation we're talking about. Jesus is not an exclusive gate because all are welcome. And so we are welcome here today to hear God's word and to listen to the voice of the shepherd. Jesus is the gate we need in order to be accessed through that form of salvation as we are. And may we not forget then that Jesus is the gate. After all, he's the one who said, I am the way, the truth, and the life. And that is a further emphasis to what I've just given you now. Amen. We will now sing the hymn, which is derived from Psalm 23 that I've just mentioned. The Lord is my shepherd, I shall not want.
Going to say together the Eastertide affirmation of faith. Let us declare our faith in the resurrection of our Lord Jesus Christ. Christ died for our sins in accordance with the scriptures. He was buried. He was raised to life on the third day in accordance with the scriptures. Afterwards, he appeared to his followers and to all the apostles. This we have received, and this we believe. Amen. And now Sidwell is going to lead us in our prayers of penitence.
Christ, the light of the world, has come to dispel darkness of our hearts. In his light, let us examine ourselves and confess our sins. God, our hope and salvation, like sheep who have gone astray, we wander from your paths. Lord, have mercy. Lord, have mercy. We have heard the shepherd's voice calling us by name, but we so easily turn to our own way. Christ, have mercy. Christ, have mercy. The iniquity of us all laid upon the Son of Man, that we might know forgiveness. Lord, have mercy. Lord, have mercy. May the God of love and power forgive us and free us from all our sins and heal us and strengthen us by his Spirit and raise us to new life in Christ our Lord. Amen.
Amen. And so, friends, the peace of the Lord be always with you.
And also with you.
Let us share the peace, Sidwell.
Let us greet one another with words of peace.
So let us pray. Jesus, the Good Shepherd, has come so that we may have life in rich abundance. Let us bring to him our prayer for the church and for the world. The response to the words, "The Lord is my shepherd," is, "I shall not want." The Lord is my shepherd. I shall not want.
Good Shepherd, you called your disciples. Raise up leaders of your people who will speak your word. And as shepherds, speak on behalf of those who have no voice. During this anxious time, may the good news be made known and your word of comfort and renewal spoken to all who are afraid and need to see the hope that is in you. Grant us grace to seek you and your will, individually and as a collective. The Lord is my shepherd.
I shall not want. Lord of wisdom and strength, we pray for our Queen, the Prime Minister, and our government. Give your gifts of wisdom and resilience through this demanding time. May governments here and across the world know how to act with responsibility and with compassion. The Lord is my shepherd. I shall not want.
Good Shepherd, you are the gate for the sheep. We pray for our NHS, doctors, nurses, and all support staff. And we pray for the patients they are caring for. May all who are sick in body, mind, or spirit find their peace in your love and care. We also pray for all other key workers who are providing the country with much needed essential services. The Lord is my shepherd.
I shall not want. We pray for our homes and our places of work. Be present with us where we live and be present where we work. We thank you for the technology that enables us to connect with one another in times such as this. Bring hope and perseverance as we share time and tasks with one another. Bless those who live and work with us. The Lord is my shepherd. I shall not want.
We commend to your care all who have recently passed through death, especially any known to us. Heavenly Father, we give you thanks and praise for the salvation that is brought by Christ's victory over death and his gift of life eternal. The Lord is my shepherd.
I shall not want. Heavenly Father, it is you who goes out before us and goes in before us. It is you who may lead us out and bring us in, so that your congregation may not be like sheep which have no shepherd. Father, you are with us all the time, so that we always have your guidance and can follow your instructions. I thank you for staying by our side, so that we can be led down your paths of righteousness. Amen. Lord of the Church, hear our prayer. And make us one in heart and mind to serve you with joy forever. Amen.
Well, thank you, Suradini and Kesh, for those really lovely prayers. Let's join together with the prayer that the Lord taught us, the Lord's Prayer, saying, Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come. Thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. and lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, the power, and the glory, for ever and ever. Amen. And so now we're going to sing our final hymn. It's the song, really, Alleluia, Alleluia, give thanks to the risen Lord. Thank you. That was lovely to hear the choir. We're going to come to the end of our service now, but what's going to happen is in a moment, Sidwell, so I hope his mic is open, is going to say the prayer of blessing. But at the end of the prayer of blessing, we're going to have a piece of music. And I'm delighted to tell you, it's played by Simon, and he's been into church to record it on the organ in church. Our insurers have told us that actually the organ needs to be played, otherwise it's dangerous for it. So we like that. So Simon's been in to record, and he's actually going to play a piece of music by our beloved former director of music, Ronald Frost, and it's called Prelude on Faithful Shepherd. But before we have that, we're going to have the blessing. And after Shepherd, Faithful Shepherd, Prelude on Faithful Shepherd, we're going to, I hope, come back with our coffees and say hello to each other. So, Sidwell.
Let us pray. God, who through the resurrection of our Lord Jesus Christ has given us the victory, give you joy and peace in your faith, and the blessing of God Almighty, the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit be among you and remain with you always. Amen.